Was it a conscious decision not to perform it in English when you came over here?
Or was it? It was. We came here actually for the French festival, so it made sense to come with the in French. We thought of subtitling it as it's an English play, but we thought like it's educational as well to come with a French play, only in French, and to share this because there's not a lot of French theatre as well.
Yeah.
So it made sense for us to come in French language.
Yeah.
Even if that's true that it's funny to come with a play from an English writer. in London, acting in French. Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite funny as well because we asked for the rights in England for the French language. yeah, the agents were a bit like, yeah.
But I'm sure that it kind of adds something, well, that you know that you would never get if it was only in English. And yeah. I wanted to ask as well. Do you find that you have a slightly sort of different persona depending on whether you're acting in English or in French?
Yes. Yes, yes, definitely. Even the voice changes a bit. I've never been acting theatre in English, only in French, but I've been acting in short films in foreign languages. And language defines a lot who you are, a lot. And like the way you are going, the rhythm of your sentence, the words that you use that are not the same, depending, of course, on the language you are in, it gives images to the people, and then this is totally different to me.
Yeah.
I very much like to act in English, actually. Very much.
Yeah, and the translation is really great because it's like, you know, the words are quite usual or conversational. So it's quite easy to play it in French as well. I wanted to read it in English, actually, but it's unavailable for a couple of years.
Oh, really?
So
the rights of it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Philip Ridley's work, this work especially, is unavailable. But I'm pretty sure...
Somehow.
I will read it. But I think that, yeah, this translation is really good, considering the way, because I've read the other works from Philip Ridley, and... We can feel this sort of conversational and social way of writing as well.
Yeah.
If that made sense.
Absolutely. And I'm sure as an actor as well, it's really nice to be able to work with text that's just sort of so
well written. Well translated.
And Gaspar, you're directing it as well.
Yeah.
How is that, being an actor and director, directing yourself?
It's quite weird. It's the first time. It's my second mise en scène. But as we were two, I wanted to try to direct it. The characters are quite easy to find, and I really wanted to be as close as possible to us. So I worked really on the interactions between Kirsty and Gideon. And as there are no entrances or exits, but the very beginning and the very end.
So you're on stage the whole time?
Yeah.
And sort of being part of the set?
As well. And the movements can change with the spaces as well. So it's a different way of directing a play. It's not like, you know, creating images. We obviously create images, but we create images at in the now as well, so depending on the space. And the first time we run the play was in a bar with audience and in a basement, the basement of a bar. It was fantastic. And when we come to the cockpit, it's a completely different space. And when we'll go to a hospital, it's different. So we worked on how can we create images in the now. So each performance is different. Considering the space and the movements. So as we work like this, I really wanted to work and direct it as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And it must be so, fun, to say the least, just to be able to sort of have a different experience each time you do it as well.
Yeah.
Quite stressful also.
A bit nerve-wracking as well, yeah. Best of luck.